The investigation of the Washington area sniper case took some dramatic turns today. Two men wanted in connection with the attacks were apprehended early this morning. They are John Allen Muhammad, a 41-year-old Army veteran, and 17-year-old John Lee Malvo, a Jamaican national. The two men have already appeared in federal court in Baltimore on separate and unrelated charges. We'll have more on that in just a few minutes. Just a short while ago, members of a special sniper task force held a news conference in Montgomery County, Maryland. That's where the shooting spree began that would eventually leave 10 people dead and 3 wounded. Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose, a familiar face throughout the bloody ordeal, said that Muhammad and Malvo are now believed to be connected to the shootings.
These two individuals are under arrest and detained on unrelated charges to the situation we've been investigating. However, we now consider them suspects in the string of shootings in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia.
Officials said the link was made after tests connected the gun found with the two men to 11 of the attacks. ATF agent Mike Bouchard.
The results of forensic testing are that the weapon seized from the vehicle occupied by Muhammad has been forensically determined to be the murder weapon in the following shootings. And as I read these, I will not read the names of the victims who survived the shootings for obvious reasons. October 3rd, Prem Kumar Walliker in Montgomery County. October 3rd, Sarah Ramos, Montgomery County. October 3rd,
These announcements bring to a climax the investigation into 3 weeks of killings that have terrorized the area around the nation's capital and captivated the nation. Police Chief Moose, the head of the investigation that had been coming under increasing scrutiny, expressed some relief, though he encouraged the public to continue with phone-in tips.
We feel that things are progressing quite well. Anything remains possible. We continue to look at every angle, every possibility, but we feel very positive about where we are right now.
Montgomery County, Maryland, Police Chief Charles Moose. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now. He's been following the case throughout the day. Brian, let's focus on the evidence that is apparently linking these two men to the shootings in the Maryland, Virginia, and Washington cases, 11 out of the attacks.
Well, the first, and I think what will be the prime evidence, is the gun, which they recovered from the car that the two were sitting in the rest stop outside Frederick, Maryland, early this morning. They found a .223 caliber Bushmaster is the brand. It's a kind of what we would call an assault type weapon. And it has, as we heard earlier from the ATF agent Bouchard, it has been linked to 11 of the shootings. It's the same caliber, and obviously they were able to fire the gun and get the same kind of pattern on the slugs that they were that they found in some of the victims. So that's probably going to be the biggest single piece of evidence, that ballistic evidence. But there's other evidence as well. There is going to be handwriting evidence. The killers left behind a tarot card in one shooting of the student in Bowie, Maryland. They left behind messages in at least two of the shootings, one at the Ponderosa Steakhouse, which was a quite lengthy manifesto, perhaps, including demands for money and all sorts of things. There was also reportedly a note left behind at the shooting, the most recent shooting the other morning of the bus driver in Aspen Hill, Maryland. So they'll have handwriting samples that mm-hmm. they can refer to. And there's also probably going to be voice evidence because the suspects apparently called into the tip line on a couple of occasions. One interesting report that I've seen and I wanted to talk just a little bit about because it's so different is apparently one of the suspects called a priest anonymously saying that he was involved in the shootings and that The priest got this message. He didn't talk directly to the suspect, but he got a message on his phone answering machine. And so then the priest called the Montgomery County authorities to let them know that he had had this. And so there's a bit of a trail that these guys left behind.
And this may this last tip may have come in over last weekend. There was also the car has been impounded today. Has that been scrutinized yet?
Well, it has been and will be. They took quite a bit of material from it this morning when they first pulled the two guys from it at the rest stop, including the gun. Then they towed it in a trailer to a garage, and there are reports that the car was modified in a way so as to allow the suspects to actually climb or crawl into the trunk, and that there was some sort of an opening, a hole or a hatch, to allow them to actually fire their gun from the trunk. It's believed that that's why investigators found so little evidence at the scene of these crimes. They I think found a shell perhaps in just one of the shootings. Presumably the shells would have remained inside the car. It also would have served to have muffled the sound of the shot. So I think they've got quite a bit of stuff, and they're still going through it and putting it together.
After weeks of so little evidence, now quite a bit to sift through.
Yes, that sounds what the case.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Brian Naylor. We go now to NPR's Andrea Seabrook, who was there when the two men appeared this evening in federal court in Baltimore. And Andrea, I understand that the charges against the younger man, John Lee Malvo, aren't being disclosed because at 17, he's a minor. What are the specific charges against the older man, John Allen Muhammad?
Hi, Jackie. The charges are that he violated a restraining order that was taken out against him by his wife in the year 2000. The way he violated that was by owning a Bushmaster rifle, semi-automatic .223 caliber weapon. Now, that firearm, officials allege, is was transported across state lines in order for him to then possess it, that making it a federal offense.
You attended court this evening, and the suspect was brought in and arraigned on this weapons charge, not the charge of any connection necessarily to these shootings. What happened? Did John Allen Muhammad make any remarks?
Well, you know, Jackie, it's amazing to finally, after 3 weeks of holding our breath, see a suspect, any suspect in this case. He was led in, and he was wearing a green jumpsuit, prisoner-issue jumpsuit. He was led in with his hands simply handcuffed behind his back. He was uncuffed to sit down. He was led in by ATF officials. And he, you know, when he's standing up, he looks like a soldier. He has the stature of somebody who has trained their body to an amazing degree. I mean, just his muscles, it was all muscle. And he was pretty thin, almost gaunt in the face, but absolutely polite to the judge. He didn't say much. He answered yes, ma'am, to most of her questions. To her question of whether he understood what was going on and what was being alleged against him, he said, "I know where I am and I know why." So he seemed quite aware of what was going on.
Well, you're right, Andrea. After so many weeks of the sniper or suspects or anyone not being visible, to see this is dramatic. But we still don't know if he's, you know, actually linked to the case. You did talk to his lawyers. What did they have to say?
Yes, of course. Afterwards, I spoke with the public defender who is assigned to Mr. Muhammad in this case. And he was of course, quick to point out that the only reason that officials have for holding him at this point is for violating a restraining order from Pierce County, Washington State, that in fact, you know, we don't have, if we go by the facts, we don't have any reason right now to connect him to the sniper attacks in Washington, though, of course, the rifle that they're looking for matches exactly the .223 caliber semi-automatic rifle that this man had. He was arrested by the task force, and tomorrow officials are apparently meeting to talk about further charges to be brought against Mr. Muhammad. So we'll see what happens in that.
Right. Just recapping that, they've been named as suspects in Montgomery County, but no formal charges in that regard have been filed. Thanks very much, Andrea.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook, and she's been reporting from Baltimore. We turn now to NPR's Pam Fessler, who has, you've been working on getting together biographical details on these two men today, Pam, yes?
That's right, Jackie.
What have you learned?
Well, these two men spent quite a bit of time traveling around together. They were in Tacoma, Washington, and other areas of Washington in recent years. Most people who met them there believe that they were father and son or father and stepson, but in fact, it turns out that they are not related. There are some reports that Mohammed lived with Malvo's mother at one point, and that the three of them lived as a family, a common law family, and that Malvo hooked on to Mohammed, and that the two of them set off together.
What do we know about John Allen Mohammed, other than that he was in the military and apparently there for quite some time?
That's right. He was a Gulf War veteran. He served in the Army for 9 years until he was discharged in 1994. He was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington, also in Fort Ord, California. He went to Germany during the Gulf War. According to a senior defense official, he said they spent most of his time there as a combat engineer. He also worked as a metal worker and a transport specialist. They said at one point, in fact, he received a medal for marksmanship working with an M16 rifle, and that he won it for the expert category, which is the highest, but they say he was not trained as a sniper when he was in the military. Also, Mohammed was converted to Islam many years ago and changed his name. Originally, he was John Allen Williams.
And he'd been divorced at least twice?
That's right. He was married twice and divorced twice. He had, is believed to have had four children, three with his second wife and one with his first. In both cases, he had very bitter divorces and custody battles. And in fact, his second wife, Mildred Green, sought a restraining order against him after she said he threatened to kill her, and that she, in fact, had taken off with her three children.
As you went through details today, did you learn anything that suggested that he had a strong temper?
Well, in these court papers that were filed by his former wife, she talked repeatedly about him threatening her and being abusive.
Well, thank you very much, Pam.
Thank you.
NPR's Pam Fessler. Just to recap a little bit, two men have now been arrested, 41-year-old John Lee Mohammed and 17-year-old John Lee Malvo. This is the case of the Washington area sniper. 10 people have been killed. 3 others have been wounded. The two men appeared in federal court in Baltimore today, and they're being held on unrelated charges. But Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose says they are considered suspects in the string of attacks in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia.